And welcome back, comics listeners, to the Pittsburgh Independent Comics Festival. Frank Santoro here with Joe Kuth from Ohio. Where are you from in Ohio, Joe?
Cincinnati.
And I met you a couple years ago at Space, and you had a really great handmade mini that I liked a lot. That was like the snake, or
it's a battle between two birds and a snake.
Yeah, that was beautifully drawn. Was that colored pencil?
Yeah, that's right.
And then it was like a colored Xerox, just a quarter mini.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So tell us about the collaboration project that you've been working on and what you've been doing the last couple of years.
Okay, my main thing I've been working on is an anthology called Emberley Galaxy. It's a tribute to Ed Emberley, who did a bunch of drawing instruction books for kids. It's an anthology, more of like a collaboration, but... Yeah, it's just 19 different artists doing different interpretations based on Ed Emberley's drawing books, which his books are awesome because they're really really simple and really open to interpretation.
Yeah, I think most of us are familiar with his books from childhood, but right. Like, who are some of the collaborators that you...
There's work in there by Jeffrey Brown, Dan Zetwalk, Warren Craighead, Dave Kirsch, Chris Cornwell from Pittsburgh, who invited me out here. Yeah, several. Reno Yu Yang did a really awesome thumbprint story.
How are you? Did you publish this yourself?
Yeah, it's self-published.
And how are you distributing this? And it's like on the web. And how can we find this book?
Oh, I'm selling it on my website, which is redpandacomics.blogspot.com. But also, Last Gasp has it. I've been trying to get it into a few different stores. I work at Shake It Records in Cincinnati, so we're carrying it there. But also, you know, when I travel, I just try to, you know, find a cool comic store and try to get in there. So they've got it like at, Quimby's in Chicago Comics has it, Million Year Picnic in Cambridge has it, and a few other spots like that.
And then, so tell us about, like, your interest in Emberley and how that developed and why you chose that project to devote some time to.
Okay. Ed Emberley was just somebody, you know, like a lot of people, I just drew from him as a kid and loved him and basically, you know, learned how to draw by, you know, copying the images from that. But as I kind of rediscovered his work, I worked at bookstores for a long time, so I saw that, you know, Emberley books were still selling like crazy, so I got really excited about kind of rediscovering his work and getting really into it. Started talking to other artists like, you know, Dave Kirsch and Dan Zetwalk, like they had all, you know, just like me, had drawn from Ed Emberley's books as a kid. So just the idea of, you know, just doing comics based on those struck me, so it was pretty easy to round up people that were, you know, really interested in kind of paying tribute to him.
Well, what I find is interesting, though, is that you... called those people from the comics world, and so I'm curious how you know just because you were interested in comics, and then you know what I'm saying, like, you know, you could have, you know, asked a wider, you know, you could have been a seamstress or not a seam, you know what I'm saying, like you could have.
Right, yeah, I mean, I just kind of asked, like, people that I was a fan of or that I knew already. Like, I knew Dan Zetwalk was already into it, so it was pretty easy to persuade him to do it. But I just kind of wrote, you know, Warren Craighead, somebody, you know, I've never met him in person, but, you know, I just kind of wrote him, thought he might be interested in it, and he was. So, yeah, I mean, it's mostly comic artists that have been, you know, buying it, I think, or, you know, people that are interested in comics. But, you know, it's an all-ages comic, you know, it's really great for kids, and I've been able to turn kids onto Ed Emberley through it. So, yeah, I mean, I just kind of, like, took my own interest and thought, like, you know, really... like people that do underground comics and mini comics have like really wild drawing styles. So I kind of wanted to, you know, take the, you know, really simple Ed Emberley stuff and, you know, kind of, you know, make it, you know, wild. So.
No, totally. I like that a lot. I just like the whole idea that, you know, it's this thing that everyone, you know, I think he's an artist that everyone relates to. And then so to sort of even the playing field for everybody involved and just kind of drawing from the source, it's, you kind of get this genuine take where, you know, everyone else might be doing their own stories for an anthology. This is sort of like everyone's sort of going back to the same source of, you know, inspiration or something. So there's a real connection to the material.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the thing with that Emberley is just like a really simple set of skills, but everybody that draws it like really differently. Like a friend of mine said, it's kind of almost like a Rorschach blot kind of thing. Like you look at the same thing, but everybody's interpretation of it is totally different. So there's like 19 different artists in the book. It's all based on the same stuff, but everybody's work looks completely different.
Cool. So what else have you got going on? Like what's on the back burner? What's on the front burner?
I've got a couple of mini comics that are kind of like, you know, in the half complete stage right now. I've got a new little mini comic today that's more of like a scrapbook kind of thing with single pages and stuff. And I've got an older, the Grouse that we mentioned. So I've got that today. But yeah, I'm working on smaller things, but this, it's called Peace Goods scrapbook thing that I've got. That's the newest thing I have right now.
That's cool. So, and then who do you like out, you know, out in the comics world? You know, like, what do you like to read? What are your interests? You know,
Just a little bit of everything. I mean, I love like the classic undergrounds. You know, Justin Green. You know, Robert Crumb, of course, Kim Deitch, stuff like that. You know, I love all the new stuff. Like Kevin Huizenga, it's amazing to have him here, and he's awesome. I love Frank Santoro. I love your stuff. You know, Dan Clowes, of course. But I love like all these the kids' comics that Drawn a Quarterly reprint, like the Moomin comics and all the John Stanley stuff. I love seeing that stuff. So.
Who don't you like?
Don't I like? Let me think about that.
You can say somebody dead.
Somebody dead?
You don't have to ruffle any feathers if you don't want to. I'm just looking for gossip. You know?
Okay. I can't think of anybody that I really hate. I mean, a few that I could never really understand why people get so enthused about them, like Peter Cooper, I guess, and it's just not my kind of thing. Like, I don't know, I just don't really dig that.
You know, that's the all spray paint, no airbrush?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an interesting take on it. I just aesthetically, it just doesn't interest me.
That's interesting. Maybe it's the Ohio, you're Ohio, you're Cincinnati, he's Cleveland, you know, it's got to be some kind of thing.
Rivalry thing, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just I'm digging for this. Forgive me. Oh, you know me, I just like to dig for the gossip. But, so, you know, how do you feel about something like a show like this? Like, you know, I mean, you know, space has been around a lot longer than a place like this. And like, you know, and space is out in the middle of nowhere. So do you think a show like this can, you know, survive in this economic climate?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's not like, you know, people are selling, you know, really expensive things here. So I think it's, you know, pretty cheap here. So I don't think the economy has too much effect on this here. But, I mean, I think this can only get bigger. I mean, it's pretty good, you know, pretty good attendance for a first year for something like this. So, yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah, I just wonder because you're more or less local. So, you know, you've seen it from both ends. You know, space is kind of off an exit ramp, you know. And so I think, this is kind of interesting. I'm hopeful too, but I'm just like, would you make the trip next year for something like this?
Yeah, I think so. Just cause it's been fun. I mean, I certainly haven't like covered my cost for this trip or anything, but it's still been fun. You know, it's good.
Did you make the table back?
Yeah, I did do that.
That's the key. You know, I always think if you make the table, then, you know, then you're on it. Then it's a weekend trip somewhere,
yeah,
right?
It's just an excuse to have like a fun weekend trip, you know, get to talk to other comic artists. So yeah.
Talk shop. So give us the website one more time.
It's redpandacomics.blogspot.com.
And we're here with Joe Kuth. So, what else did I want to say? Oh, I just wanted to say the title of your book, which I spaced on.
Emberly Galaxy.
And then your minis are?
Grouse is the bird comic we talked about earlier, and Peace Goods is the new scrapbook kind of thing I've got.
Cool. Thanks so much, Joe Kuth.
Thanks.